Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
There's a very simple way to set off mass panic inside the deep state, and also to reveal all the crimes of the deep state, and to even convince those who carried out the crimes to reveal those crimes themselves. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me today for this really interesting podcast, and I'm going to lay out this powerful idea, which has been used in other countries by other leaders before. And it's very, very effective. And I think it's Doge worthy. So hopefully Team Doge may consider this idea. Let me just get right to it. Now, let me state up front for the record a values statement here. Some of you may agree with this, some of you not. But for me personally, I am not as interested in jail sentences for the guilty as much as I'm interested in admissions of guilt and a full historical detailing of what happened and how we got to this point in history, all the corruption, all the fraud, all the criminality, the abuse of power, etc. Because I think it's more important moving forward for our society, for us to know what happened so that we can prevent it from happening. And for me personally, I'm not a vengeful person. I don't really care if Fauci, let's say, rots in prison for the rest of his life, as much as I care that the truth about what Fauci did becomes part of the public record, part of the historical record. So that's where I'm coming from. Some of you may want prison sentences or even death penalty or whatever. For me personally, that's not my priority. But I do want full disclosure, and my idea here will absolutely achieve that. So here is how it would work. So Trump, with AG Bondi at the DOJ and possibly with Patel and Bongino at the FBI and whoever else might be involved, maybe some state AGs like Paxton in Texas, etc., they all announce that they have everything. They have all the evidence. They have all the financial flows, which they do, by the way, because Doge unleashed the incredible AI data crawlers and topology mapping technology inside the Treasury, inside USAID, inside the Pentagon, etc. They already have all the smoking gun evidence. So the announcement's very simple. We have everything, and in 30 days, we're going to begin mass prosecutions for the following crimes, official corruption, accepting bribes, fraud, embezzlement, wire fraud, etc. We're gonna pursue potentially tens of thousands of prosecutions for all these crimes, and they can list the crimes. However, and this is the idea. This is the golden nugget right here. However, any of you who committed these crimes, you can be absolved of these crimes by contacting us before 30 days and confessing to all of your crimes in like sworn testimony. And the way the wording goes on this is that you cannot be prosecuted for any crime to which you confess. And it would have to be, truly sworn testimony. I don't know if you have to have it notarized, or maybe you have an attorney sign off on it, whatever mechanism makes sense, okay? But there's a bonus to this. In addition to being absolved of your crimes, the ones to which you confess, and that could include like really heinous crimes, that could include treason, that could include felonies. I mean, Mayorkas, who I think should go to prison, even he could be absolved of his crimes of being involved in the largest human trafficking operation in U.S. history, because he oversaw the funding and the construction and the operation of the invasion camps through Panama, for example, San Vicente and Lajas Blancas, and whatever other camps were there. Michael Yon exposed that, and Van der Steel exposed that. But even Mayorkas could get away scot-free. But here's the kicker. In addition to being absolved of your crimes, you can receive a reward by exposing someone else's crimes. A colleague of yours who was in the State Department who was in the FBI, someone who ran the false flag kidnapping of Governor Whitmer, or someone who was involved in the J6 false flag, someone who committed a felony crime, and those could be listed. If you identify that other person as committing a crime, then if that person is convicted of that crime, you will receive a financial reward, a bonus. Essentially, it's a bounty on the other criminals inside the Biden administration. Now, the reason this works is because the people who carried out crimes, they know that there are other people that are aware of their crimes. So usually these people that were in the FBI or in the FDA or in the CDC or in the NIAID, et cetera, or who ran USAID, whatever, they know that they were part of a group of people that all committed these crimes together. And so they very quickly realize that somebody is going to drop a dime on them. And if they don't confess to their own crimes and finger somebody else, then they're going to be prosecuted. So it creates a very strong incentive for the guilty to, number one, confess their crimes, and then, number two, name somebody else who committed crimes. But remember, they don't get the payout unless that person is convicted, and a conviction can't happen unless there is obviously compelling evidence of their crime, which there is. But I still believe, obviously, in due process, that they deserve their day in court. They deserve legal defense. They deserve the right to present evidence in their defense. They deserve the right to call witnesses in their defense, etc. I'm not saying throw out the rule of law. What I'm saying is we can incentivize tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, to step forward and to confess to their own crimes, and also to confess to the crimes of others or point out other people's crimes by offering this structure. What we give up as a nation is that these people won't spend a day in prison. They won't be fined. They will, in effect, get away with their crimes. And some of these crimes could be quite heinous, such as child trafficking, you know, pedophilia, illegal torture. And you might say, well, we should never let them get away with those crimes. And I understand that. Perhaps there's a cutoff point, like maybe certain crimes you cannot, even if you confess to them, you don't get away with them. Maybe there's certain crimes like that. I don't know. But most of the crimes that were committed were financial crimes, corruption crimes, weaponization of the government, embezzlement, you know, sending payoffs and bribes and laundering money and putting it back into the pockets of U.S. senators or State Department officials, or laundering money out of Ukraine, etc., and bringing it back to the U.S. These kinds of largely financial crimes or election rigging crimes, you know, these are not crimes where children were directly harmed, but election rigging is, these are felony crimes. Or paying off law enforcement or paying off Border Patrol or stuffing ballots. These are all felony crimes, and they can all be admitted to. And for me personally, like I said, I am more interested in the truth being told than in these people being sent to prison. But you have to make a credible threat of sending them all to prison in order to invoke the confession. And that's exactly what Trump can do, and what Bondi can do, and what Patel can do at the FBI. With that announcement I mentioned earlier, just have a big announcement. Look, we are going to initiate tens of thousands of prosecutions. And here's how you can get out of it. You confess, and you confess before this deadline, and you finger somebody else, and we'll even pay you if that person is convicted. You see how that works? Now, I know some people might say, well, wait a minute. You're using government money to reward the people that carried out crimes? Well, this is part of the incentive structure that will set off mass panic in the deep state. Because with this incentive, everybody in the deep state will realize they're going to be named. The people that set up the Russia hoax, the 2020 election rigging, and I mean at congressional seat level also, state level election rigging, which can still be considered a federal felony crime, by the way, you know? So that's how you drive fear and panic into the deep state. And then you get hundreds of thousands of people to step forward and actually confess to all their crimes. And then what you do is you take all those confessions and you turn them over to the Doge team for AI analysis. And like, I would be really good at this because I have a lot of experience in this area of AI development and massive text processing and text sentiment classification processing using AI reasoning models and things like that. This is what I do in building our own AI model. But this is a walk in the park for Team Doge and for the data centers that they have access to. They can take all these confessions, which really won't be that much in terms of like terabytes of text. They can take all this text and in less than a week, they can draw out a total map of all the crimes that took place. It would be a map that would, you'd have to put it on a giant wall, and it would be people's names and all the connections between the people and all the money flows between the people. Believe me, AI can do this, frankly, just in just a matter of days, okay? Just from the confessions. And you combine that then with like bank account flow data under like an FBI warrant or whatever, or a DOJ warrant. You can assemble this whole thing. The whole crime cartel can be exposed, like, I mean, in a few weeks at most. In a few weeks, long before the midterm elections. You can expose this whole thing. What you give up is you're just not going to be able to send these people to jail, but they will be shamed for the rest of their lives, because part of the agreement is that this is all going to be made public. You know, if you confess to your crimes, you do not have privacy, but you will not be prosecuted. Got it? Okay. So your name is going to be on this disclosure. Like, your confession is going to become public knowledge. And yes, everybody will know who you are and what you did, but you just won't go to jail for it. You won't face fines, but you'll have to live with yourself for what you did. That's a lot of punishment by itself. And in my mind, that's enough. I'm not seeking revenge or vengeance, but I am seeking truth and reconciliation. And that word is what this should be called. This is the truth and reconciliation effort for America. And of course, you've heard those terms before in history, such as the ending of apartheid in South Africa. But we need a truth and reconciliation disclosure effort in order for this nation to heal and to move forward. I don't need Fauci to be in prison, although it would be fun to visit him in prison. Hey, Fauci, I brought a snack for you today. Spike protein smoothie. Yeah, you want some? Oh, you don't want that? No, I brought some dessert for you. Sarsaparilla pie. You want some of the sarsaparilla pie? Yeah, we have that too. But I don't need Fauci to go to prison. I need the truth to come out about Fauci. So this is my idea. If you like this idea, share it with the people that can make this happen. Spread the word about this idea. Share this podcast. You can find my podcasts on Brighteon.com, of course, and also Rumble.com, and on Band.video with InfoWars and other places. I'm on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. You can find me at Brighteon.social, our uncensored social media network, or you can find me at Brighteon.io. And wow, this is so bizarre. I'm in my truck with my dog, and I don't know if he just past gas or if I'm just driving by this Chinese restaurant that's got a fume hood running. I honestly can't tell the difference. That's just bizarre. All right. Anyway, happy trails, everybody. Let's heal this nation and let's let history set the record straight here about what happened. And then maybe we can actually move forward and build our future civilization together. How about that? And we got to make sure that what happened to this country never happens again. And the only way to get to that point is to have full disclosure and reconciliation. So that's my suggestion. Thank you for listening today. God bless America and make America great again. Take care. Now at healthrangerstore.com, we have the matcha superfood formula to make an instant matcha tea loaded with superfoods. Check out the ingredients. I've got it on my screen here. Here it is, matcha superfood latte. And if you go down to the ingredients here, you'll see something pretty amazing. Not only is it made with this delicious coconut milk powder and the matcha powder, all laboratory tested, as you can see, all certified organic here, but we put in some chlorella and spirulina powder, and it's sweetened with monk fruit extract powder, but it's got
functional mushrooms in here, reishi, shiitake, and so on, cordyceps. So this has this incredible combination, including lion's mane, that's my favorite, this incredible combination of microalgae superfood as well as matcha, which has all of its own amazing benefits, plus the functional mushrooms. This is available right now, healthrangerstore.com. And show my desk. I want to give our audience a look. We've also got our amazing instant mashed potatoes, the cheesy, creamy, buttery mashed potatoes in the number 10 cans. And then if you want to beat the tariffs that may be coming on Manuka honey from Australia and goji berries from the Tibet regions of China, the high elevation, clean regions, you need to get them now. We've got the goji berries, laboratory tested, of course. We've got the Manuka honey, which is certified with the high bioactives in the honey. There's a lot of counterfeit Manuka honey out there. This is the real deal, certified in several different ways and laboratory tested. You can find all that at healthrangerstore.com. And then I want to show you one other thing that's really useful this time of year. We've got this. A lot of people don't even know about it. It's called the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend. 2 ounces, super potent blend. Let me show you some of the ingredients that you will find in this because it'll blow your mind. It's a spagyric maitake mushroom extract with shiitake and echinacea root extract together. And it's part ethanol and it's part water. So, you know, it's that combination that does a better extraction from the functional mushrooms here. So functional mushrooms plus echinacea in a laboratory tested certified organic format. Again, the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend, 2 fluid ounces, available now, healthrangerstore.com. We've got hundreds of products for your health, for your kitchen, for your home, for preparedness, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com and know that every purchase there helps support our platform and our work to give back to humanity for freedom, health, and happiness. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.